and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Daliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Edgar Lungu's remains to arrive in Zambia today. Government to review ZNS millimeter price. Trump demands Iran's unconditional surrender, but says Supreme Leader is safe for now. Presents the news. I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The remains of former late President Edgar Lungu, who died in a South African hospital during his routine medical checkups almost 2 weeks ago, will arrive in the country today. With details in the following report.
Songs of sorrow, distress, grief and anguish have for the past 2 weeks characterized not only the Patriotic Front but the whole country following the demise of former Republican President Edgar Jaguar Lungu. What started as a rumor in the early hours of 5th June 2025 regrettably became a sad reality, sending shock and deep distress among Zambians as social media was flooded with the now confirmed reports that Zambia's sixth president was indeed no more. According to reports, the former president died following sudden complications during an operation in his routine medical checkups at a South African hospital. As expected, unfortunately, Mr. Lungu's death has brought with it tension and confusion as the PF, a party he once led, was at loggerhead with the UPND government not long ago, whose leader is Zambia's current president, Hakainde Hichilema, due to the fact that the two leaders are alleged to have had a sour relationship in their respective political careers. The grudge held by the now opposition led to the uncertainty of when the remains of Mr. Lungu would be repatriated back home. This was after the family, through its spokesperson, Makebi Zulu, shockingly announced to mourners who had gathered at the funeral procession of Mr. Lungu in South Africa that alternative arrangements were being made with regard to his body being repatriated back home to Zambia. This announcement caused anxiety amongst Zambians, including the powers that be. What followed next? Zambian media was flooded with articles featuring all sorts of commentators who voiced their opinions on the decision taken by the Lungu family not to repatriate the body of the former head of state, the date earlier announced by the government. After much talk, the failure to reach an agreement by the teams entrusted to negotiate the terms on which Mr. Lungu's body should be brought back home, a high-profile delegation led by former Vice President Enoch Kavindele took flight to South Africa with hope of reaching a deal with the Lungu family. 3 days after their trip to South Africa, the standoff between the two parties was no more as they reached a compromise on the terms and conditions of Mr. Lungu's remains, where it was announced that the body will arrive in the country 18th June 2025, much to the delight of every Zambian. Family spokesperson Makebi Zulu announced the development.
And the following has been the compromise: that the body of the late President Lungu shall be transported together with the family from Lanseria Airport in South Africa to Zambia on Wednesday 18th June 2025 using a private charter made available to the family.
At the same briefing, President Hichilema, through Secretary to Cabinet Patrick Kangwa, announced a further extension to the mourning period by an extra 9 days.
The President of the Republic of Zambia has officially extended the mourning period by 9 days from the 15th of June to the 23rd June of 2025.
With ECL, as he was profoundly called by many Zambians, the country remains without a former head of state, a status that has many worried and sad. May the soul of the departed, Mr. Edgar Jaguar Lungu, rest in eternal peace. Chamuka Shalwala reporting for Phoenix News.
Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says the ministry will soon begin evaluating the pricing structure for the Zambia National Service ZNS Eagles Millimil brand to meet market demands. Mr. Lufuma explains that the recently announced maize buying price of 340 kwacha per 50 kilogram bag by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, together with the prevailing market forces, will inform the new price of the commodity. He has told Phoenix News that while other millers have already initiated price reductions, ZNS is committed to maintaining a stable and affordable price to ensure access for marginalized communities. Mr. Lufuma adds that the evaluation process will involve a review of production costs, supply chain factors, consumer affordability, considering the over 800 hectares of cultivated farmland this year. The minister indicates that once completed, the ministry will announce any adjustments with the aim of striking a balance between covering operational expenses and safeguarding food security for low-income households.
I'm sure the market forces will force us to look at issues like that. So they'll look at it. What is important is Zambia National Service will do everything in their power to ensure that the millimeter is affordable, just like we did in the times when nobody was willing to put the price at affordable levels. So you are assured of that. But as to whether or not we have done that, we have not as yet, but we'll be looking at that.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has announced that the first block of the geo-mapping survey is almost concluding. Government has engaged Excalibur Smart Mapping to conduct the exercise, which aims to identify mineral deposits across the country. Speaking to Phoenix News, Mr. Kabuswe reveals that Western and part of Northwestern provinces comprising Zone A have been mapped. The minister says the exercise, which costs around $100 million, is on track and that government will now focus on the next zone.
We've done the first block and we are almost done with Zone A, which was in Western and I think part of Northwestern province. And we are moving. We have zoned the country, so at least the first zone is almost done. We'll be announcing when it's done.
Independent Inkana Member of Parliament, Binwa Mpundu, has disclosed that the newly gaining momentum youth movement, dubbed Ichaba Iche, will be on the ballot in the 2026 general elections, despite alleged plans to bar it from being registered. As one of the movement's founders, Mr. Mpundu says although proposed constitutional amendments seem to curtail independent candidates through the proposed inclusion of a provision requiring independent candidates to resign from any political party at least 2 months before nomination, will not deter Ichaba Iche from contesting the 2026 elections. He has told Phoenix News that the group remains committed to offering pragmatic solutions and inclusive leadership through youth voices in national discourse. Mr. Mpundu has indicated that Ichaba Iche will continue to press for policies that address unemployment, education and governance reforms while championing the constitutional right of all citizens to stand for elected office.
We will make it to the ballot 2026, and for us, we are not worried about the Mingalato, whether they will stop us from registering as a political party. We can still go independent, even though we are aware that they are trying to curtail the freedom or the rights of people to participate as independents through the proposal in the latest amendment of the constitution, which will make it very difficult for individuals to run as independent candidates, because they are now suggesting that you must have resigned from a political grouping 2 months before the nomination date. But for us, we are very confident that no matter what they try to do, we the young people are going to be on the ballot in whatever manner we will choose.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran that his administration's patience is wearing thin and has demanded for unconditional surrender. But the U.S. president says the U.S. will not kill Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, at least not for now. Trump is considering joining Israel's strikes targeting Iran's underground nuclear sites. Meanwhile, the messages have left diplomats at the G7 trying to figure out what Trump will do next. We take a break.
Phoenix FM. Check, check.
There we go.
106.7 and 1Z.